Youth services fear a spike in homelessness amongst under 25-year-olds as COVID-19 restrictions lift in New South Wales. In Sydney's west and in several regional centres, there's been a significant increase in calls for help from young people during lockdown. But it fears the worst could still be to come. One regional service is worried the only housing option it will have is to offer homeless young people tents and camping gear. Cathy Van Extel has more.
New South Wales has the nation's highest youth homeless rate, accounting for a third of the estimated 44,000 under 25-year-olds without somewhere to live. They're 2016 census figures, and youth services say numbers have been rising even before the pandemic. COVID-19, especially the Delta-driven lockdowns, have made things much worse.
So during the last Sydney lockdown, we've seen a significant increase, a tripling, in fact, of the number of children and young people who've been seeking refuge.
Jason Juratek runs Stepping Stone House, based at Dulwich Hill in Sydney's inner west. It provides support for 12 to 25-year-olds.
What we're hearing from the children and young people that call us is that they are facing stressful times at home. There's domestic violence, there's different forms of abuse because their parents are stressed, they've lost income, they're all living in on top of each other, they're trying to homeschool, and it's a culmination of all of those things have brought them to a breaking point where the kids just don't feel safe living at home and they actually want to exit and get out.
There's concern the worst is yet to come. Jason Juratek is bracing for a spike in calls for help as restrictions ease in Sydney.
They're in a position where they can't actually leave home right now because of those restrictions that are out there. And I think once they've had time to be able to sort themselves out, we have a concern that there's going to be quite a significant increase in youth homelessness. And to a possible crisis point, we really need solutions out there. We need increased temporary accommodation. We need increased capacity to actually support these youngsters.
So what kind of response do you need from the government?
The government in some ways has already done a good job in terms of being able to provide temporary accommodation for those youth and adults who were experiencing homelessness and living on the street. So since the beginning of coronavirus, they've been able to house 2,000 people. But there needs to be a further increase. The capacity needs to be increased by the government to be able to support the ever-increasing number of inquiries that we're getting at this very stressful time.
Pam Barker, who's CEO of New South Wales peak body Y Foundations, is also anticipating a spike in demand with the lifting of lockdowns.
The increase is quite concerning and growing at a fast rate, and we perceive it will get worse post-lockdown ending.
And it's not only in Sydney that demand for help from young people has risen during lockdown. Pam Barker again.
We're seeing largely problems around the inner west of New South Wales, issues in the far north New South Wales, down around Bega and Albury, and we're also seeing issues around Bathurst and other regional areas, even Wagga. We're seeing some concerning numbers of young people needing support and services just being overwhelmed as a result.
So during this lockdown period, how have those services been managing the increased demand?
They literally function off the smell of an oily rag. They've been doing their best because they not only have to protect their staff but the young people from transmission and their families. And this is a very vulnerable cohort that these services support. So they've been doing a lot of the supporting via phone and via video casework and management. And then those young people who have been turning up to services, they've been doing their best to find them suitable accommodation to make sure that they are not sleeping on the streets.
Has there been enough emergency accommodation or alternative accommodation?
There hasn't been enough per se, but what we have seen is that services have helped each other. So we've banded together, we've been really strong as a sector, looked for where there are vacancies and opportunities and taken advantage of things like temporary accommodation where it's suitable. However, a post-COVID lockdown, when things start to open, supports like the temporary accommodation, the TA, will not be as readily available and to the degree it is as it was a response by the government to get people off the street who are vulnerable during COVID.
So what's your concern once restrictions are eased and there is this greater demand?
We already know that there's a housing affordability challenge for young people, and there's also a lack of social and community housing that's suitable for young people across New South Wales for an example, I had a youth service tell me just a week ago that while in Bega there's something like 151 available Airbnb properties in that area, there was less than two properties, I think it was roughly, available for rent, and both of them were out of the price range of any young people in that region.
On the ground in Bega, trying to find young people a bed is Kylie Fennell with the Southeast Women's and Children's Service, or SEWACS. She says on top of the housing scarcity because of Airbnb, young people are being priced out of the market.
The sheer number of people, young people coming to us for assistance to try and find rentals has escalated pretty well out of control. There are just no rentals around here, and I'm hearing anecdotally from real estate agents that a lot of out-of-towners are coming in and being able to offer higher rents or big amounts of rent in advance that are basically scooping the pool of the real estate that is out there.
Is the youth homelessness crisis being driven largely by the lack of availability of affordable homes, or are young kids also leaving home during this period?
I don't think the leaving home is as escalated that much. I know there is a lot of pressure on overcrowded housing, but I think it's more about the lack of affordable housing available in stock, because a lot of it has gone to Airbnb.
Kylie Fennell warns the housing crisis for young people in the Bega Valley will only get worse when lockdown is lifted.
My fear is that I'm going to have to offer tents and camping equipment when it comes to Christmas and the tourism starts again. I have got 14 young people, two of them expecting babies, that are all in local caravan parks in units that haven't been utilised due to COVID. They all are aware that as soon as December comes, tourism is kicked off again and they won't be able to stay on. So I really don't know what I'm going to be doing with those people except for thinking about tents.
So what conversations are you having then with government, either at a state or federal level?
Just trying to lobby, trying to get them to understand. At a local level, last year we put in place a little bit of an agreement that the local towns team and the national parks would take a soft approach when they saw people maybe camping in places they weren't supposed to, and try and link them to our assistance. But this year, I really don't know what we can do. And I'm just hoping that the local council at that level can find some sort of solutions as well. I'm very concerned.
That's Kylie Fennell, Program Manager with the Southeast Women's and Children's Service based in Bega on the New South Wales South Coast. That report from Cathy Van Exel.